K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, what's up? This is Wade.
Wade, what are you doing, Wade?
Oh my God, your parents named you an awesome name.
Thanks.
My cousin's named Wade.
Really? Yeah. Wade's a cool name.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I need some help. I'm trying to figure out what happened with this girl Angie I went on a date with, and it was probably the best date I've ever had, and I just haven't heard from her again.
The best date you ever had?
Well, give us some details.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was pretty incredible. I picked her up with flowers. I took her to watch the sunset, paid dinner, added surprise dessert. I mean, she even kissed me and told me it was the nicest she'd ever been treated. So I'm not like, I wasn't just making that up. Anyway, I invited her to my house, watch a movie of her choice. In fact, she practically invited herself over to my place because I was closest. And then suddenly she changed her mind right when we got to my house. And I mean, I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable, so I just took her back to her car, and that was the last I ever heard of her.
So did she wig out?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, everything was just going great. It seemed like I had that kind of connection in a long time. And then we got to my place, and she just did a complete 180, and I can't make any sense of it.
Huh. Well, maybe she just got sick or something like that, or,
But why wouldn't she call him back? You know,
that's I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. You said her name's Angie, right?
Yeah, Angie.
What we're going to do is we're going to call Angie for you. We'll get her phone number and see if we can figure out why she vanished.
Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Wade, where'd you guys go to dinner? I always like to know.
I do, too.
We went to the Firehouse.
Oh,
Firehouse Subs.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, or maybe, was it Angie's Firehouse or was it Firehouse Subs?
It was Firehouse Subs.
Oh, okay.
I was saying it'd be ironic if you took her to Angie's Firehouse.
Yeah, because
that's... all right, well, hold on a second, Wade. We're dialing the number right now. Let's see if we can get it figured out, okay?
All right.
Hey, is this Angie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Angie. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Fry, it's Angie.
Hi, Angie. There's two of us on the phone.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Surprise.
So, are you doing nursey stuff?
Yes, I am.
You're probably going, who is this?
What is going on?
Yeah.
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.
Oh, okay.
Hi, are you busy right now? Do you have a second?
I have a couple minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll be quick work here. So basically, Angie, we got a phone call of somebody asking for help. We understand you went out on a date and it was with Wade and he said he felt a real strong connection, said he even got a kiss.
Yeah.
And then you bailed.
Come on, girl. What's up?
Listen, I don't really think that Wade is really the one for me. I think, not after the date.
Yeah, but he gave you flowers, right?
What happened? You were going back to his house.
Sunset.
Right.
Firehouse Subs. Yeah. Dessert.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't... You gave him a kiss?
I mean...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, what wrong? You thought everything was, like, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I literally would have married the guy if it weren't for this one little thing.
Wow, that's a pretty big statement.
Yeah.
So it's got to be one little thing. It's got to be a big thing.
And it happened after dinner and before when they got to the house, right?
Did he say house?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said when you got to the house, that's when you asked to go back.
Okay, all right. That's amazing. No, listen, I arrived at his home, and it when I first saw it, I thought that it was a joke or something. I thought that it was like a lawn decoration, but...
a lawn decoration?
Yes. It was a tent. He lives in a tent, like, outside of his family home.
Like a Cub Scout tent?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it was basically... It was totally a deal breaker.
How are you going to watch a movie in a tent?
I have no idea, but, I mean, it could have been romantic, but... There's no privacy. It's on the ground. And listen, it was so small that he could barely get into it. And the really bad thing is when he opened it, it smelled so bad.
Ew.
It was like Like, really bad BO and like off.
No.
Nothing like BO and off.
Okay.
That's sexy.
How do you know for sure it was his house? I mean, maybe he was just like, you know.
Oh, I know, because when we saw the tent, I was like, oh, what a cute decoration. And then that's when he started crawling inside. And then he said, welcome to my home. No doubt.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an environmentally friendly home.
There he is. That's Wade, by the way.
So you're living there on purpose?
Well, I mean, it had always been a dream of mine to live in a tent, but not forever. It's not. It was just temporary. Listen, it's one of these things. I just do zero carbon waste.
So where do you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, what about showering? And
do you, like, go in the family house or what?
Well, yeah, I can go into the house.
Oh.
Yeah, I go in the house for that. Okay. I don't have, like, an outhouse or anything.
You got a little ditch dug out back there.
A bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually do have a bucket, but...
Oh! Do you have a TV in the tent? How are you going to watch a movie?
I just use my laptop.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I get a little...
That was silly.
Get an apartment? Angie, like, she... As you heard, said she would have married you if it wasn't for living in a tent.
Well, it's only temporary, and I don't know. You can't knock it until you try it.
What about a tiny house? That could be like an upgrade.
Can't knock it till you try.
I'm good.
I can do a tiny house.
I'm not really sure about that knock it till you try it thing.
Oh, well, is your place any better?
Yeah, it's a normal apartment in a building.
What?
Are you looking to move there, Wade?
Yeah, maybe you should go to her house next time. Oh, if there is one.
I mean, yeah, if there is one, why don't you prove it?
You want to see,
he said prove it. Whoa.
Okay. He's putting it out there. So here's the deal, Angie. This is the whole point of this. We try and help people out to get a second date. Would you be willing to go back out with Wade and give him a shot and maybe help him out with the housing situation down the road?
I detect a little chemistry, don't you, Fred?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really have any interest in the tent aspect, and I'm certainly not going to try to squeeze myself into his tent with that smell. But it was a really, really fantastic date, so I would be okay with going on another date.
Yay!
Leave the tent out.
You know, Off is really good natural deodorant, number one. And number two, I'll hose the whole thing down if that's what it takes to get to take you on a second date.
Go hose it down.
Wait, you're joking, okay. Right? You're teasing, right?
I'm teasing.
Okay. So you go back out together?
I'm in.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
There you go, Wade.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Angie, I promise I'll make no tent. We'll do something nice. No subs. I know I messed up.
Okay.